There you go. I see another Governor Perry lieutenant will be stepping down, huh?
Mr. Scott.
Yeah, yeah. He's once again one of those guys who's always willing to take up the sword and do what he needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was, 5 years or so was Texas Education Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fourth longest and the longest in 20 years.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
like a football coach, isn't it? He stayed here for 4 years? Wow.
Yeah.
He had made some comments out in California. He didn't dare make them while he was in Texas, kind of about the way things had changed in the education system. And he'd kind of been, well, beaten on the legislature, I guess, or beaten on the decision makers, whether it's going to be in the courts or the legislature, about where education was going to go. And it was like standing in front of an operating table and saying, well, what do you want to take out, the heart or the lungs? And how much of them you going to put back in? So, well, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, one of the things you got to say, I guess, is he was one of the first who made decisions and stood up to the federal government that would have cost Texas some federal funding, just saying that he didn't agree with some of the core curriculum ideas that the Obama administration had. So, I mean, he's spoken up, and he's a fairly young guy. I think he's probably 45 or so. So mm-hmm. We'll see him again, I'm sure, someplace, but we won't see him there as our Texas Education Commissioner.
Yeah, he's 43.
Is he? Wow,
yeah,
okay.
He's 43.
Yeah. No winner in Tuesday night's drawing for the Mega Millions lottery. So there you go, $118 million if you want to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, never mind.
It's not worth it yet.
Well, you know, 42 states in Washington, D.C. Chance to win $175 million. But yeah. Hey, don't forget, we mentioned this again. We mentioned this yesterday. I want to mention it again this weekend because I was at a bankatorium yesterday.
Lady
was mentioning, you know, how we're going to have a big full moon on Saturday night. And, Chase, you said you're a little, you know, I'm sure law enforcement's getting ready for
Ryan.
People to be howling at it. That's for sure. But it happens actually at 10:35 local time. So if you happen to be awake and outside and the sky is clear enough at 10:35.
Yep, moon your neighbor.
Yeah. Hi, look at this, man.
Yeah. It'll be on Thursday night?
No.
What night did you say? I'm sorry.
Did you say it's like working with your brother's kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Like doing a show with my brother's kids.
And I thought he had headphones on.
I do.
Oh.
I do.
Did a moth fly into the room, Tom? Is that what it was?
Butterfly.
Okay.
Butterfly and a moth.
For the second day in a row, it's Saturday night. It says
Saturday night.
So you happen to still be awake.
It's not a school night. You should be awake at 10:30.
The Oprah reruns aren't done by
you
then.
You should be awake at 10:30?
Yes.
You're not awake at 10:30 on a Saturday. You're an un-American.
That's exactly
the terrorists
right.
Win.
Yeah.
You go to bed at 10.
Yeah.
The moon will be a scant 221,802 miles from Earth. It'll be extra big and extra bright. They're saying 16% brighter than average. So. It says to get the best view of the moon, you want to look at it just after it rises and just before it sets, when it's closest to the horizon. That way you kind of get an idea of how big it is. It's an optical illusion. I mean, it's not really bigger, but it looks bigger because you have frames of reference because you see a tree or something like
Second
that.
Second day in a row, I get visions of Lloyd Bridges from Airplane. You know, it's coming right at us.
It's a long way to put stuff in blue.
Yeah, it is, yeah. All right, now it's time for Be the Best Parent You Can Be. That's right, Be the Best Parent You Can Be. Story number one, a New Jersey woman has been charged with felony child endangerment after she allegedly took her 5-year-old daughter into the tanning booth.
What?
Yeah. Patricia Crintel, well, she received severe burns, apparently. Serious burns.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Felony count, arrested last week. Investigation, she began after cops were summoned to the elementary school attended by the kindergartner, who was in pain due to the severe sunburn. The subsequent probe determined that she just took her daughter in. And, here, hon, get in the tanning booth. So, way to go.
Oh, I've got a mugshot. She looks like a blonde-headed Oompa Loompa.
Oh, what a Loompa?
She's with that hair combed down straight in front. Does she have blue skin?
She has orange skin.
Oh, that's okay. I got you. That's right. Oh, it's a Smurf that's blue.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Okay.
Tom and Oompa Loompa from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, okay.
Those, yeah, those, sure.
Or more recently, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Them, too. All right, so that's one. Number two, police in Alaska say a four-year-old boy playing with a handgun in a pawn shop when it fired a round through the store ceiling. Oh, the child was in a Fairbanks pawn shop with his daddy on Sunday afternoon. The child's father was talking to an employee. He's leaning over the camera going, hey.
I think this belonged to Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah, right there. Anyway,
how much is it worth? It says it's worth $1,000. How much you give? I'll give you $50 for it.
$50. That's right. Yeah. The boy was playing with another employee's one-year-old son. Good.
Oh,
that's
good grief.
That's when the four-year-old father heard the bang and saw his son with a silver revolver in his hands, 38 caliber Smith and Wesson, belonged to a store employee.
What did Chumley leave? Chumley left his gun out on the counter again?
I don't know. No, he couldn't have. The kid's 4 years old. He probably left it on his shelf. The kid went behind the counter to get it. So, once again.
Well, you know, that kid probably hopped up on sugar and caffeine.
You think so? Right. I don't know. He's in Alaska, and those people are different over there.
Mountain Dew and Pop-Tarts.
That's probably right.
No, Alaska.
Mountain Dew and Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, let that sink
in. It's whale blubber and hot chocolate. Yeah.
That's not stereotyping at all.
Okay, I'll wash your ears out, folks, with the fact.
Because they would say, "Well, I'll get on our horses and go back to our ranches later on today."
That's okay.
Alaska has more shoreline than any of the U.S. states there.
Combined.
Uh huh. Combined.
Yeah, wow, it's a big state.
It is a big state. So there, may just change the words to our state song. Don't take me there.
All right. Yeah.
All right, a Maine middle school student is getting a lot of attention for launching a petition to stop airbrushing in magazines. She's 13 years old, got a petition to change.org. Now, what she's doing is she's aiming at 17 magazines. She says, because they Photoshop, because they airbrush, because they edit these models down to look thinner, it causes low self-esteem in girls. And I imagine that's probably right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look at that picture and they go, I want to look just like that girl, mm-hmm. when in fact it's physically impossible to do that. Next thing you know, they're eating corn and going to Iowa.
And trying to dance on a bar.
It's a platform above a bar. It's not on the bar. It's a platform that's meant for dancing for girls that are height, weight, proportionate.
But if nothing else, we rewarded someone who's listened to the entire show.
LAW is a